This is Randy Hacker with another postcard from Asia from the KU Center for East Asian Studies. No pets clauses, tragedy or business opportunity? Here in Tokyo, there's a no pets clause in almost every apartment lease, and pet deprivation has opened up a viable and lucrative market niche. It has spawned at least two types of pet cafes, one where you can eat with cats and one where you can eat with bunnies. At Neko Jalala, customers drop in after a stressful day at work and pay anywhere from 8 to 12 bucks an hour to sip tea and pat a cat, or Neko in Japanese. Or, if you prefer your stress reduction to be a bit more lagomorphic, the Usagito Cafe invites you to dine with any of the 18 staff rabbits available for hugging and cuddling. Or you can bring your own bunny to socialize with the working rabbits. Usagi is the word for bunny in Japanese, so would that be BYOU? From the Center for East Asian Studies, I'm Randy Hacker. Wish you were here.